Good day from Wall Street, and this is Robert Monteleone, Senior Analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. Today we are with Vic Klee, President and Chief Executive Officer of Nanotechnologies LLC. Headquartered in Berkeley, California, Nanotechnologies is a privately held company. Vic, thank you for joining us.
I'm delighted to be here.
Vic, would you do us a favor and give us an overview and a brief history of General Nanotechnology?
Sure. General Nanotechnology effectively started in 1991. So it's pretty old for a nanotechnology company. Mm-hmm. Its purpose has been from the beginning to focus on new opportunities in what we call direct nanotechnology, which means structures and manipulation of matter in the range of 100 nanometers or smaller. Our overall business goal is that we're, General Nanotechnology is essentially an R&D group that sees itself as a creator of new businesses vis-a-vis an alpha venture fund, but our contribution is principally technology. We bring the new invention, we identify the market, and tailor that invention to the to that particular market. We go out, recruit the CEO who's competent in that market, and then do everything we can, including a small alpha stage seed funds, and of course the technology, to support the success of that company. We've done that now twice, mm-hmm. and our first company was a company that's presently doing extremely well in its market, and that company is called Rave LLC, R-A-V-E, and you can see them at their website at www.ravenano.com. Mm-hmm. Now they're a company that we spun out in 1996. We contributed a completely new invention, which used a tiny 10 nanometer tool to actually, in effect, machine at the nanoscale, to some extent at the atomic scale, improve structures and correcting mistakes in the next generation and coming next generations of semiconductor masks. And so that company was focused on mask repair. It is now the lead mask repair company in its field. It's doing extremely well, very, very profitable. It's based in Florida, and we're very, very happy with the outcome of that. Our latest startup, or spin-out, is a company called Diamems, D-I-A-M-E-M-S. And it's very much following the same, if you will, formula that was successful with Ray.
Very interesting. Let me ask you this, Vic. As you approach, you know, you go in, do you find the market first and invent something, or do you invent something and find the market, if you know what I'm saying? Where your creative idea, where is it originated?
Typically, we're out looking for problems, you might say.
Exactly.
And so we're looking for problems, and then we tend to look in places where there tends to be the possibility to build a market around a solution. So that tends to be semiconductors. And now we're talking about things that our nanotechnology bent takes us to: semiconductors, catalysts, chemical, and bioengineering and biological testing. Those are the areas we pretty well focus on. And you know, one of the good models that we're looking at now is the model of applied biosystems, which makes tools for the genetics engineering community. We latest spin-out, Diamems, is in fact engaged in, you might say, the tool-making area for nanotechnology, including biological and semiconductor. So that is very much a tool company or instrument company involved in the instruments and the disposable components of those instruments. So we identify the particular problem. We try to create a turnkey solution for that problem, and we try to identify it in terms of a market that a marketing group can deal with in a reasonable way. We don't want the business to be so dispersed that it's not possible to have a focused marketing effort.
Thank you for that. What are some of the major trends that you see affecting your core business? Nano is moving and changing the way it is. How is that affecting your business?
It's interesting. Obviously we've been doing nanotechnology for more than a decade. Of course, as the community may or may not be aware, in the investment community, other companies have been engaged in the area even longer than us. Mm-hmm. It's not actually new, although it's been treated that way. The most recent hype is the best word to use around a lot of nanotech startups is that there's some years before they'll begin to return monies to their investors, that this is all new and needs some time to grow. And interestingly, that makes it a little bit harder for us because we are interested in real businesses. It's by the same measure that a venture put money in 10 years ago. We want to put money into or our invention and our seed money into an area that's immediately going to return, or at least on a 1 or 2 year basis, return money to the investors. Mm-hmm. So again, we don't care much. We kind of ignore most of the buzz about nanotech, and we go right to the heart of the matter, and that is there's a problem that a customer needs solved, and if it happens to be characterizable as nanotech, well, that's nice, but it's not necessary. We care about that problem. We have a toolkit of solutions, if you will, that happens to be nanotechnology. That is, it happens to be solution sets that revolve around very small things. Why do we do that? Well, because we have some very basic inventions in this area that give us broad scope for making solutions to specific problems. And so that's where our focus on nanotechnology comes from. But it's a focus to the customer need, not the name nano.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the... I want to ask you, what are you working on now? What is the direction you're heading in as far as you're developing technology right now?
Well, our direction for many years, even as early as 91, mm-hmm. has been the use of diamond. You hear that buzzing?
No.
It's kind of driving me nuts. But the use of diamond in the world of microstructures and nanostructures. And so our focus has been in those areas. This has led to basic inventions for making such structures, particularly out of diamond and silicon carbide. Those inventions lead to solutions, for instance, in the world of storage. So you might say that we have basic patents in the area of nano storage, an area that IBM is involved in. We have basic patents in the area of, if you will, direct manipulation of medium to large molecules, which of course covers genetics, but it also covers certain kinds of catalysts and other chemical precursors. We have very basic technology in the area of working with very, very difficult materials like silicon, chromium, very hard materials like carbides and nitrides, at the scale of down to a few atoms. And that, of course, is very much resonant with the semiconductor industry.
Interesting to learn about your company. Let me ask you this question, Vic, and I think it's something that you want to, I'm sure you want to talk. Do you feel there's misnomers or misconceptions investors have about your company that you would like to put to rest, or do you think the investment community fully understands the potential of your company and what you have to offer?
No, I think that they really don't. We see ourselves as a kind of technology venture capitalist. Mm-hmm. We don't really seek money or investment for general nanotechnology. Instead, we contribute our technology and small amounts of alpha seed money to a spin-out company, which typically we're involved in creating. That model says that we're, if you will, co-investors mm-hmm. in that spin-out. What we'd really like the community to recognize us as, and we presume we have to earn this, is kind of a lead investor, so that when we do a spin-out, just as when Kleiner Perkins does an investment, venture funds will come to us and say, look, you know, you're doing another one. What's this about? Mm-hmm. Is there, you know, an opportunity here for us? That's the kind of relationship we'd like to have with the community. That's one that each of our spin-outs needs. And certainly at present and in the past, each spin-out has gone out to earn that from the investment community and has so far been successful at it.
Great. In closing, what is the best... What would you say is the best reason to give a potential co-investor about getting involved in a long-term co-investment opportunity with you?
Our track record.
Thank you very much, Vic. That's a great answer. Vic, thank you for joining us. I really do appreciate your time and sharing your company with us.
My pleasure.
Our listeners can learn more about the privately held General Nanotechnology at www.gennano.com, www.gennano.com. General Nanotechnologies LLC is a privately held company. Vic Klee is its CEO. I am Robert Monteleone of the Wall Street Reporter, and I want to thank you for joining us. Vic, thank you.